Kamala Harris, Trump's claims of vote by mail fraud is BS. By Pam Kee on June 4, 2020. Wednesday on NBC's The Tonight Show, Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, called President Donald Trump's claim that voting by mail was more susceptible to fraud BS. Harris said, "There's so much at stake in the election. I mean, so, again, we're in the midst of a public health crisis. We're in a pandemic. We have had over 100,000 souls, in just less than 100 days, perish, die. Millions of people have contracted this virus and are suffering in its grip. We have over 40 million people who were working, who are now unemployed just in the last 100 days because of this pandemic." She continued, "One thing I will again say that we would not be in as bad of a situation as we are had the president not taken immediate action. Had the president not called it a hoax and minimized the seriousness of it. And we are where we are. So in terms of the election, one of the things we have to make sure is that people can go and vote and be safe. So I have a proposal, I call it the Vote Safe Act. That basically is that states, all states should have vote by mail. All states should have early voting, at least 20 days before election day, so you can figure out what works for you. All states for people who go to the polls, have safe precautions, things like curbside voting. Unlike in Wisconsin, people stood in line for 2 to 3 hours. People would only have to stand in line for a certain amount of minutes." She added, "So in terms of this BS about fraud, listen, Donald Trump spoke the quiet words out loud when he said that he was concerned that he and the Republican Party would lose if people vote by mail. Meanwhile, he himself, and I believe family members of his, have voted by mail consistently. So the whole thing about fraud and the vote by mail system is really a red herring to distract people from the seriousness of this moment. Which is we're in the middle of a pandemic, we want people to be able to be safe when we vote. And we definitely want to make sure that people don't have to make a choice between their health and their right to exercise their voice. Especially at this moment in time in our country." Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at Pam Kanan.